The thrust of the opening statement is that this is all a charade, that the petition itself is really a subterfuge to get at Carl Palladino in retaliation for his intemperate remarks that he made on December 23rd in Art Voice. Almost a moment or two into my opening, I referenced those statements, and I decried them as being low and unfortunate. Those were unfortunate statements, but they are still nonetheless constitutionally protected. We see from the resolution on the 29th of December, which I emphasized in my opening, that the resolution to demand his resignation or be removed, it was all about the speech. And the further point that I made in the opening statement was that the disclosure that we're just now talking about here that allegedly occurred on the 22nd in the email about the so-called Simonelli litigation, that disclosure, Barbara Nievergold already knew about that on December 29th because she received the email. And there was not a single word in the resolution of the 29th referencing any breach of confidentiality. There wasn't a single word on January 4th when they voted to retain outside counsel. Not a single word or reference to the alleged breach of confidentiality that had already occurred allegedly on December 22nd.